Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This morning we're going to look at James chapter 1 verse 12, and it reads, "Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such as one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Listen, some folks will try to convince you that your best days are behind you. That because maybe your back hurt and your knees a little achy, you don't move quite as fast as you used to, that your race is winding down. But James reminds us that the blessing belongs to the one who endures. And that means if you're still waking up every day, still pressing your way, still showing up, even when life tries to knock the wind out of you, you are blessed. You've outlived storms that tried to take you out. You've probably buried friends. You've cried secret tears. You've kept going even when nobody said thank you, and yet you are here. Not just alive, but anointed. See, the crown of life James talks about isn't just about what happens after this life. It's about the spiritual authority and wisdom that comes from making it through some things. Every wrinkle is a testimony. Every gray hair is a reminder that you've seen some things and God has kept you. So this morning, I want you to lift your head up high and remember and remind yourself that you're not just surviving, you're enduring. And every time you endure, God adds another jewel to your crown. So this week, take about 5 minutes to reflect on one storm that you've outlived and that you have survived. Write it down. And then if you're right next to it, still standing, still blessed, still loved by God. And then maybe you can even say out loud, "The crown is mine and I'm not done yet." But take this time just to remember that you're not just surviving, but that you're enduring. So let us pray. God, we thank you for another day that in which you have reminded us that we are not just living day by day, but we are enduring through it all. That God, we have the ability to say we've lived great lives, blessed lives, lives that in which you have given us, lives that we had the ability to wake up every day and hear from you and to see your grace and to see your mercies over and over again. And for that, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for another morning where we can open our eyes and move the limbs that we have. And even if they're aching, even if they're moving a little slow, God, we still have the ability to praise you for who you are and what you are doing in our lives and the lives of those around us. So God, we just say thank you. We thank you that we have the ability to not just survive, but to strive in life, to see family members grow up, to see grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to have the ability to talk to friends and still have community of people who can love on us and care for us. God, we just come saying thank you, thanking you this morning for just another day. And now, God, as we know, there are some people struggling with seeing one more day as a great day. God, we ask that you go into their homes, you go into their hearts, and allow them to see and be a part of the small things that you do each and every day. Allow them to not take for granted the little things that happen in their lives. Just the fact that their eyes are opening, God, is a praiseworthy moment. So God, remind us each and every day when life gets heavy, when concerns start to happen, when worry consumes us, God, that if we just look at the small things, God, know that allows us to know that you are still in the building, that you are still in the space, God, that you are still walking and journeying with us. So God, send your angels of protection to not only cover our families, but to cover our communities, to touch each and every one of our hearts so that we see life through you, that our eyes are no longer belonging to us, but they're now belonging to you. And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you for the ability to come down. We thank you for the ability to come within us, God, to speak through us, God, and to work amongst us. So God, as we go about this day, God, we just want you to know how much we love you, how much we honor you, and how much we care, God. So we lift you up. We'll give you all glory and honor. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a wonderful day.